You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Make sure you've got the umbrella handy today. We've got rain in our forecast, not a washout by any means. Parts of the Madison area may get about an inch. Other areas will see less than that, but don't expect a ton of sunshine throughout the day today. And officers from all over the state are in Waukesha County today honoring Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He and his partner were shot in the city 2 weekends ago while responding to a shots fired call. A 22-year-old man is now charged with homicide in the crime. Flags are flying at half staff today for Corder across Wisconsin. They'll stay at half staff through the weekend. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. At a meeting yesterday, UW system regents voted unanimously to increase tuition by up to 5% across the board. The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. At the flagship university, UW-Madison, students will now pay about $12,200 for tuition. They'll start seeing that jump in the next semester. In another title for a former Wisconsin congressman, Sean Duffy is currently the federal secretary of transportation. Now, President Donald Trump has named him the administrator of NASA. The president had originally nominated billionaire tech exec Jared Isaacson, but changed his mind and withdrew his nomination. This is expected to be temporary. Duffy started his career as a cast member on MTV's The Real World. He was elected to Congress in Wisconsin's 7th District in 2010. Meanwhile, another win for the coalition of states pushing back against the Trump administration in court, and that includes Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call has announced a judge blocked the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The Trump administration had sent out a directive to states saying if you want your transportation money, you have to fully cooperate with ICE and Department of Homeland Security authorities. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. Call said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation in Wisconsin and in states across the country, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. Another delay for the Madison public market. It's been in the works for years now. The goal is to have separate vendors all throughout the market who can build their client base and build their own businesses. Construction is underway on First Street, where the market will be. At one point, it was supposed to open this month. And at the last update, organizers plan to open November 1st. Now, organizers say finalizing leases and construction delays have set them back further. They're planning for a grand opening in early 2026. And it's a busy weekend in Madison. There's Art Fair on the Square downtown tomorrow and Sunday. More than 500 artists will participate, showing and selling their work. You can find anything from paintings to clothes to musical instruments. Sponsored by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, this is the 67th year of the event. It's free, and about 200,000 people attend every year. But Art Fair is kicking the farmers market off the Capitol Square for the weekend. Instead, the Dane County Farmers Market will be at Reese Stevens Field on Saturday. The hours are a little different, too. It's from 7 a.m. to noon, so it ends an hour and 45 minutes earlier than it usually does on the square. You'll want to park in a garage nearby because all the streets surrounding Reese Stevens will have parking reserved for the vendors. And there are lots of other events around the city this weekend. That means lots of road closures, too. Fête de Marquette began yesterday, so there are some road closures around McPike Park. There are multiple stages with live performances, DJs, even karaoke. Fête de Marquette runs through Sunday. Plus, there's the Gospel 5K and 10K tomorrow. Dane Street along Penn Park will be closed from 6 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, if you want to check out one of our local beaches this weekend, the only ones that are closed because of bacteria are Esther Beach and Willows Beach. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddie Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars, since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.